Chapter 31 Thaddeus eased off the voir dire, and by noon they had a jury picked. The clerk swore them in, and Judge Prelate told SAAG to call her first witness.
State calls Charlie Altman, she said.
Thaddeus watched her closely. He hadn't yet filed his supplemental witness disclosure list. He would wait until closing time and file that at the last minute. He was willing to give her every chance she had given him. Exactly none. Charlie Altman arose from counsel table, his seat beside SAAG Barr. He slowly clumped to the witness stand, paused, and swore to tell the truth when directed by clerk. He resignedly took the witness chair. She asked him a series of leading questions: name, work, address, work history, years as law enforcement officer, when he became sheriff, what his duties were, who worked for him, where his office was located, and the rest of it. Then she told him she wanted to talk about Ermeline Ransom, the defendant. Charlie just stared at her.
I take it you're acquainted with Ermeline Ransom.
Sitting right there, next to Thad.
I mean, did you know her before this case began?
Sure. I know all the Orbit kids.
And regarding this particular case, when did you first get involved or have anything to do with Ermeline Ransom?
Oh, it's been a while now. Got a call from one of my deputies. Victor Harrow was dead. One thing led to another, and I got a search warrant for Ermeline's house that same morning.
So you felt she might have had something to do with Victor's death?
SAAG Barr shot a look at the jury in this question. Are you listening? Her look said.
Didn't say that. I got a search warrant. That was all.
And what did you do?
Sheriff Altman looked over at the jury and broke a small smile. Several jurors returned it.
I searched her house.
And what did you find there?
One of the city boys found a gun and knife.
Let me show you what's been marked State's Exhibits 42 and 43. Would this be the gun and this be the knife?
She asked, holding up the clear plastic bags in which the gun and knife had been protected while awaiting trial. She handed the two bags to the sheriff. He turned them over and looked at the initials.
Those aren't my initials on there. Those are Mike Smith's initials. He must have watched me pull them out of the cabinet. He must have actually found them. I've sort of forgot which one actually turned them up.
But these items were found at Ermeline Ransom's house, correct?
If they're the same ones, yeah, I guess.
You guess? Or they were? They were found there?
Yes.
Do you know where they were?
Towel cabinet, bathroom.
Which bathroom?
There's only one.
Did you ever ask Ermeline about the gun or about the knife?
Nope.
No, you didn't confront her with the weapons? Why not?
I thought I'd leave that up to people smarter than me.
A note of frustration crept into the Special Assistant Attorney General's voice.
And who might that be?
You.
You waited for me to talk to her?
Or somebody. I didn't know what to ask.
Did it occur to you to ask whether she shot Vic Harrow with that gun?
Never occurred to me. Ermeline's not like that.
But you didn't rule her out as a suspect.
Didn't rule her out. Didn't rule her in, neither.
SAAG Barr could see this was going to be difficult. She decided to change course.
Whose fingerprints have been identified on the gun?
The officer that found it and Ermeline Ransom's.
Anyone else?
I'm just repeating what the crime lab report says. You should have that in your file.
And I do, Sheriff. But the jury doesn't. Do you know the cause of Victor Harrow's death?
From what I saw at the scene, gunshot to the head.
Have you seen the coroner's report?
Yes. It said Victor Harrow died of a gunshot wound to the head.
Did it say whether the gunshot might have been self-inflicted?
No, but I know it wasn't.
And how do you know?
Here's where my detective work really paid off.
He looked at the jury again.
The gun that shot him was found at Ermeline's house. I deduced that it wasn't self-inflicted based on that.
The jury snickered, and several smiled. The sheriff clearly didn't have any use for Rolanda Barr, and he wasn't going to help her. Thaddeus smiled and sighed, but managed to keep his head down, busily studying his notes. He decided to just sit back and let Sheriff Altman have his way with her.
Was there any powder burns on the victim?
No powder burns were found on Victor Harrow's skin, which indicates the gun muzzle was more than 3 feet from him when the shot was fired.
Why is that?
Any closer and the gunpowder blast would have left microscopic fragments of burned powder on Vic's skin. There wasn't any found.
That's in the crime lab report?
It is.
Your Honor, the state moves into evidence, State's Exhibit 77, the ISP crime lab report.
The judge looked at Thaddeus.
No objection. We have been willing to stipulate all along that Victor Hale died of a gunshot, just to speed things up. But Special Assistant Attorney General Barr wanted to take the long way around. I'm just glad we're about done with it.
Counsel, that's unnecessary, said Judge Prelate evenly. The state must prove all elements beyond a reasonable doubt, including cause of death. Please proceed, Miss Barr.
Your Honor, I have nothing further, Barr said.
She proceeded to call two more incidental witnesses, fingerprint examiner and gunshot residue expert, and then she rested the state's case. Walking with his cane back to his office, Thaddeus knew she had proved the case beyond a reasonable doubt. He stopped just outside his sidewalk door and looked right and left. Looking for unknown faces had become habit now. He wished it weren't so, but he felt hunted anymore, and he was always on edge. Nobody around, so his hand relaxed on the cane. He took a deep breath of fresh April air. Soon it would be deep spring and the robins would return and the apple trees bloom. That would be all wonderful, and he was looking forward to respite from the winter and its ice and storms. But first he had to raise reasonable doubt. Plus, he had to survive the next gunshot. He winced. He had to raise enough reasonable doubt to walk Ermeline Ransom out of the courthouse a free woman. How he was going to do that exactly had never been less clear to him than it was right then.